February 8th is the feast day of St. Josephine Paquita, a Sudanese woman who was sold into slavery, abused, and later freed. The day is also an opportunity to remember and pray for the many victims of modern-day slavery, human trafficking, as well as for those who work to combat this scourge of humanity, as Pope Francis has described the phenomenon. Faith-based organizations across the globe who are involved in fighting human trafficking and in rehabilitating its victims are inviting all men and women of goodwill to participate in the International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking. One such organization is the Jesuit Refugee Service. Amongst its many services geared to assist refugees and advocate for their rights are safe havens in strategic locations which provide physical and emotional protection and safe spaces for those caught in cycles of violence. That's because women, adolescent, and child refugees are amongst the easiest and most profitable prey for human traffickers, as highlighted by a recent Europol report. The report says that over 10,000 refugees and migrant children have disappeared in Europe. Jacqueline Pavillon, International Communications Coordinator at the Jesuit Refugee Service in Rome, tells Linda Bordoni that awareness is the first step in the fight against trafficking.
Unfortunately, just recently, Europol has announced that an estimated 10,000 unaccompanied minors have gone missing in Europe, whether that means they're reunified with their families or whether that means they've fallen to the hands of traffickers, we don't know. At JRS, we work with unaccompanied minors both before they have left their countries, in their first countries of transit, and also in their secondary countries of transit. So in first countries of transit, that may be, for example, in Ethiopia, Eritreans who have fled forced conscription or the threat of that. So we provide safe havens for them, job opportunities, educational opportunities that sort of provide a future for them so they don't feel the need to move on. And those who have decided to make dangerous movements to Europe, we have instead offered the same opportunities here, whether that be child protection centers advocating for legal rights, family reunification processes. We really see this as an important issue both for providing protection but also educational opportunities for them.
So these safe havens, they're actually on the way, shall we say? Am I correct?
Yes. So for example, Eritreans who have left will arrive in Ethiopia or Sudan, and when they arrive to the camps or urban areas, we have safe haven programs for them that provide them with literal protection as well as these job opportunities, which we see as another form of protection.
Earlier, you were also mentioning how education is a form of protection.
Yes, actually, very much so. It really creates a safe space for young people to explore their potential. For example, those who are in school are then not as vulnerable to falling to traffickers, to forced marriage, to child labor, everything. It's really creating not only opportunities, but a physical safe space for them to stay.
And so JRS will be participating in this day of awareness as well, because we're all connected, and human trafficking hasn't only to do with the people who are trafficked, but also with each and every one of us who maybe turn the other way or don't take notice of what's going on.
Yeah, JRS is, in addition to a humanitarian organization, very connected with the Jubilee Year of Mercy. As a Jesuit organization, our goal is not only to serve, but also to accompany and advocate for people. So we do that internally, but also with the people we serve. We not only serve, we pray, we be with people in days, important days like these.
How important is awareness?
Awareness is really the first step. Most people, until this 10,000 figure showed up, had no idea that this many children were missing. People have preconceived notions of what a refugee is. These are families. These are children. These are anybody under the sun that has left. And awareness is really key, because until we all understand the issue that has unfortunately arrived on our doorsteps, we can't take action.
That was Jacqueline Pavillon, International Communications Coordinator at the Jesuit Refugee Service in Rome.